I had the privilege this weekend of being able to sit in on a number of Camp Christopher interviews for counselors this summer. We interviewed quite a few young people from here in Saskatoon, a couple by Skype from Prince Albert, and there are still a few more interviews to do of Regina youth. And I found it most interesting to listen to them answer questions like, why do you want to work at a Christian camp like Camp Christopher? And what is the most important message about God that every camper should leave with? And what do you hope to accomplish by the end of the summer? It was wonderful to hear about their love for children, their enthusiasm about spending the summer outdoors, and their excitement about the friendships that they know they will develop at camp. But what struck me most was when they talked about wanting to grow in faith at camp. There was one young man who particularly impressed me in his interview. He talked about going to church when he was a kid. His grandparents used to take him every Sunday, and he loved it. But when he was 11, his parents decided they didn't believe in God, and they put a stop to his church attendance. So after that, attending Christian camps, and he'd been to a few different ones in the summertime, became his only opportunity to hear Bible stories and experience worship and learn to pray until recently. And at 16, he decided himself that he was going back to church and youth group, and he was going to try to pick up where he left off. He was really nervous about the interview, and I think it was because he figured he wouldn't know enough about Christianity yet to be a counselor. But he was really honest, saying, I'm just getting started, and I want to learn. And if my own experience working at a Christian camp when I was a teenager is any indication, then I think being at Camp Christopher all summer will be the perfect place for him to learn and grow and ask questions and explore his faith. And his desire to learn and grow will be a blessing to the other staff and to his campers as well. I think that the essence of today's theme, intentional faith development, the third practice of fruitful congregations, is developing an attitude of, I'm just getting started and I want to learn. In his book on the five practices of fruitful congregations, Robert Schnazzi argues that growth in Christ spans a lifetime. And he points to one of the most influential early Christians and teachers of the faith, the Apostle Paul, and notices that even he was on a journey of continually learning and growing in faith. Writing to the church at Philippi, Paul says, "Not that I have already obtained this, or have already reached the goal, but I press on to make it my own, because Christ Jesus has made me his own. Straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on towards the goal." You see, faith is not something that we get all at once, but faith moves and grows and changes and matures when we open our minds and hearts to God's word and the Spirit's guidance. When you reflect on your journey of faith thus far, I wonder what experiences you remember that shaped your faith. Most of us can begin by naming some church programs: church school, vacation Bible school, Christian camps, youth or adult Bible studies, church membership classes, maybe spiritual retreats or church conferences that you attended, lay education courses, or seminary training for some of us. Or we might think of books that we have read that have had a profound impact on us, not only the Bible itself, but devotional books or theological books, or other books that raised questions and helped us to think deeply about the meaning of our lives and the reality of God. And then there are the life experiences that challenge and test our faith as well. I wouldn't say that God sends us challenges in order to test our faith. But when bad things do happen, God so often strengthens us to make it through them. And when we reflect back on our health crises or grief experiences or relationship difficulties or employment challenges, very often we notice that we have come to believe more strongly, drawn closer to God in prayer, and perhaps learned to recognize God's presence and love in the midst of daily life. Of course, we are grateful for all the ways that God has drawn us into relationship with Him and guided us in following the way of Jesus with our lives. But Robert Schnozzi points out that growth in faith does not come easily or automatically, but it requires placing ourselves in community to learn the faith with others. In other words, we need to be intentional about it, both as individual Christians and as congregations. I think that's what Lenten disciplines are all about. Whether we have committed to daily prayer, or joined a Bible study, or chosen to read for reconciliation during this season, Lent is about intentionally turning ourselves away from sin and self-interest and turning to God with open hearts and minds to be taught and guided in our lives of faith. As a Methodist bishop, Schnozzi is quick to look to John Wesley, the founder of Methodism, for guidance. And he finds there the encouragement not only for intentional faith development, but intentional faith development in the context of the community of faith. Wesley commended the practices of public and family prayers, the searching of the scriptures, the receiving of Holy Communion, and the practice of works of mercy, all in supportive community. We learn the life of Christ and the will of God by studying God's word and through experience with other people of faith. The practice of learning in community gives disciples a network of support, encouragement, and direction as we seek to grow in Christ. As we consciously appropriate the stories of faith with others, we discover that our questions, our doubts or temptations or missteps are not unusual, but are part of the journey. We are emboldened to new ways of thinking about God and to new ways of exercising our faith in daily life. A few years ago, we had a young man come to join our community here at St. Andrews during the short time that he was living in Saskatoon. He had been curious about Christianity for a number of years. He had read the Bible cover to cover and watched preachers online and on TV quite a bit as well. But this was the first time that he was part of a church. He even sent me a few emails before he showed up on a Sunday to check, what should I wear? What happens? What should I be prepared for if I come to church? And during that year or so that Andreas was with us, we were reminded of the gift we have in the opportunity to learn and grow in faith together. Our Sunday morning Bible study group was infused with energy as we grappled with his questions and introduced him to life in the believing community. And those of us with many years of church experience grew in faith also because he was with us, because we spent time with him and took him seriously. Schnozzi says that maturation in Christ is always about content and relationship. Ideas change people, and people change people. And God uses both together to work on our behalf and to shape our lives in the image of Christ. Transformation comes through learning in community. Jesus knew that, of course. He demonstrated his desire to learn and grow in community when, as a 12-year-old, he stayed behind in the temple in Jerusalem to discuss and debate and explore with the rabbis that gathered there. And when, as an adult, he began his own teaching ministry, he called together a community of disciples who learned together through stories and teachings, as well as through watching his example and being sent out themselves to actually join in his active ministry. As individuals, we are invited, especially during this Lenten season, to be intentional about our faith development. We are encouraged to make commitments and try to stick to them. We are encouraged to set ourselves where God can shape us, whether that's in a Bible study group or in a theological course or at a Christian camp or simply in the church choir where we spend time together singing our faith. We are encouraged to set ourselves where God can shape us, intentionally opening ourselves to God's word and call. And as a congregation, we need to be intentional too. Robert Schnazzi argues that vibrant, fruitful, growing congregations practice intentional faith development because the followers of Jesus mature in faith by learning together in community. These churches offer high-quality learning experiences that help people understand scripture, faith, and life in the supportive nurture of caring relationships. So as we continue to reflect and pray and discuss what God may be calling our congregation to do next, as we seek to become more fruitful, today let us consider our practice of intentional faith development. Let's take a few minutes to reflect quietly on the questions. They're on the green insert inside your bulletin. First, there's a question about your own experience and what has helped you to grow in your faith. And then the other question invites you to think about what our congregation to do to help one another to grow more deeply in our faith. So we'll spend a few minutes in quiet to reflect and to pray ourselves. And then we will spend a few minutes in discussion. Turn to your neighbors, perhaps turn to someone that you don't know as well to talk about your experience, and don't forget to write down some notes. Let us pray. Gracious God, you have called us through Jesus Christ to be your followers, to be learners of your way. Lord, help us to grow in faith as we seek to follow you. We give thanks for the many ways that you have challenged us and helped us to grow. And Lord, as we consider our ministry here, we pray that you will open our minds and hearts to new possibilities for how we can encourage one another and those outside our doors to grow in faith as followers of Jesus. We pray in his name. Amen.